News Bulletin.
Shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Economic analyst seeks clarity on 2025 budget shortfall. Church mother bodies call for complete withdrawal of Bill 7. In foreign news, Uganda reopens border with M23 held Eastern DRC. And in sports, Zambia praised for successful continental best ball 5 bid. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Economic analyst Yusuf Dodia has called on the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, to publicly clarify why the 2025 national budget has failed to sustain government operations through to December. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Dodia says the government owes the public an explanation regarding the apparent financial shortfall. He has stressed that national budgets are developed through extensive planning and consultation, and as such, any funding gaps must be addressed transparently. Mr. Dodia has further urged the government to take advantage of international platforms such as the Inaugural Borrowers Forum, an initiative aimed at helping developing countries manage debt more effectively, to learn from developed economies on sustainable borrowing and fiscal management.
In order to address these shortfalls in the national budget, it's also important to understand why we are short. When a budget is based on expectations, based on calculation, so if we are short, what has led to our collective less revenue than have taxpayers due in their tax payment government, we would be very interesting to understand what has led to this. So I think there's some explanations to be given.
The Socialist Party, SP, has proposed that the government sets in place policies to support small local businesses by establishing locally owned Zambian banks. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Socialist Party National Youth Secretary Stanley Mubasa says these banks should provide cheaper loans to small businesses, enabling them to grow and sustain themselves. Mr. Mubasa emphasized the importance of prioritizing local businesses and creating jobs, particularly in the agriculture sector, which he believes has the potential to create more jobs than the mining sector.
So the plan is that government has to set up in place policies that support small businesses, local businesses, prioritize local businesses by way of also setting up locally owned Zambian banks. These banks should be able to finance our small businesses by way of giving them loans that are way cheaper and at a rate that is quite affordable. This is because when you own the banks, as a government and also as private citizens, and we mean Zambians, it is easy for you to be able to earn or to get loans from these banks, because governments and the private sector should work together. We mean banks that are owned by government and the banks that are owned by private citizens, but these citizens must be Zambians. So small businesses should be able to be assisted to get loans through government initiatives and also private sector-led financial assistance by way of giving them loans that are cheaper. In this way, our small businesses, youthful businesses, will be able to be sustained because the rate at which they will be getting this.
Economist Professor Oliver Sasa has called on the government to stop referring to Zambians involved in unregistered mining activities as illegal miners, but make a shift in approach towards formalizing and supporting small-scale mining operations. Speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News, Professor Sasa says the government should focus on establishing a system that normalizes the activities these miners rather than criminalizing them. He says many of them are unregistered, but that does not make them criminals because they are trying to earn a living. Professor Sasa has emphasized the need for government to provide clear information and support structures that guide miners through the registration process.
Let's classify them correctly. They may be doing illegal things, but they are not illegal themselves. And the illegality is really a description of performing something that is outside the provisions of the law. To correct that, I do not believe that you should appear to victimize what you see as the culprits, but to make sure that you put in place a system that regularizes their activities to make them acceptable within the law.
Now, still in local news, the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has expressed disappointment with the Ministry of Education over the continued delay in releasing the list of teachers recruited under the replacement mode. On March 19, 2025, Education Minister Douglas Yakalema assured the nation that the names of over 2,000 successful applicants would be published within 2 weeks. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chinsa says the delay is unjustified, especially at a time when the country's public education system is facing a critical shortage of more than 80,000 teachers and continues to lose over 6,000 educators each year. Mr. Chansa has described teacher recruitment as not a favor, but an administrative and moral responsibility that must be treated with urgency. NACEZ has further called on the Ministry of Education to urgently release the list and show greater accountability in addressing the staffing crisis in the education sector.
We want the ministry to release this list because the ministry requires urgently more than 80,000 teachers in order to better the pathetic teacher pupil ratios that are obtaining in most schools, especially in rural areas. We are also aware that the ministry loses more than 6,000 teachers per year due to deaths and also retirements. It's important that before 2030, we improve the teacher pupil ratios and ultimately the quality of education in our country.
Now, Millerview in Lilai Ward 4 of Chawama constituency in Lusaka has commenced road grading and development works as part of opening up the new residential area, with the project being implemented using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, allocation of 1,800,000 kwacha. Speaking